Connie Beard is also 1 year into her new job as chair of the McLean County Republican Party. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Beard about what she has learned about the county's political makeup and her own party over the past year.
I think we are resolved, engaged, and excited about bringing more people under the Republican tent. We are seeing continued interest in people that have never even thought about the Republicans before knocking on our door. And we open it wide and say, come on in and let us share with you our vision of hope and prosperity for our county.
So what have been some of your biggest priorities over the past year?
I think ground game and trying to actually introduce people to how they can be involved with the Republican Party. We recruiting everything from precinct committeemen to volunteers to candidates, all of that, working with the people. That was really a focus for me. Of course, layering on to that our political message, our fundraising efforts, and, of course, the bottom line being getting Republican candidates into office.
And I want to talk more about the candidate recruitment here in a minute. What do you think has been the biggest challenge for you stepping into this role now that you've been here a year?
Well, I think, and I never would have thought that it would have been that big of a deal, but I'm finding that sometimes people seeing me as the first woman chair kind of approach me maybe with a little, with I guess tender gloves, I suppose, is an expression. And although that's sweet and nice, I'm not afraid of having some engaging conversations and holding the line where we need to hold it. I think breaking the preconceived idea that Republicans somehow or other are labeled in a specific stereotype box has been challenging because that is a lot apparently been well ingrained in a lot of people that they want to label and put Republicans in a box that is not an accurate description or an accurate place. So I've worked hard at trying to break that out of that box and letting Republicans be known for who they really are, what our principles are for the individual and for our community. And I'm hoping that we've made great strides in that. I'm seeing signs that people, as I mentioned earlier, that people are coming to us that would never have thought about coming to us before, but their disenchantment with the Democratic Party and other options, they're coming to us and wanting to know more.
Well, you and your counterpart in the McLean County Democratic Party, Eric Rankin, you both took over about the same time. It would have been spring of last year, which put you in charge for the 2018 election. There were a lot of like hotly contested races, county clerk, county board, congressional races, state house races. So what did you learn about the county and where it is politically through the 2018 election cycle?
It was revealing that the controlling power of the Democratic Party was different than what I have, after nearly 30 years of being in this county, had experienced. The kind of rancor and aggressive, negative attitude that came across was somewhat surprising to me. We have not experienced that. We were seeing it on a national level. We were seeing it in Chicago, but we weren't seeing it here at McLean County. So I admit, as I stepped into the role of chairman back in a year ago in April, I was anticipating having a more civil approach and congenial approach to having a loyal opposition and dealing with the kinds of things that are normally taken care of in an election cycle. And when these other elements started popping in, it was a challenge to try to determine the best way to approach that. We were not going to engage in the same kind of activities, but we wanted to make sure we were standing the ground and saying we're not going to be bullied by it either. And so we developed, I think, a very successful approach to it. Were we 100% successful? No, obviously. We did have two seats taken by the Democrat Party. Those two seats on the county board. Those two seats happen to be have from time to time historically swung back and forth between Republican and Democrat. It wasn't any new ground that was broken, but it was very expensive, I think, on the part of the Democratic Party to gain just those two county board seats, and that's all in our county we gave them. It was disappointing statewide, and it's still disappointing statewide to see now we're beginning to have the revelation of what is truly going to be the agenda of this Democratic governor, the rest of the Klan there in Springfield that they're planned to foist onto the voters of the state.
That's Connie Beard, chair of the McLean County Republican Party. Thanks for coming in, Connie.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The McLean County Republican Party's Lincoln Reagan Dinner featuring White House chef Marty Mongiello is May 17th at the Doubletree Hotel and Conference Center.